Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Trail Mix Podcast, episode 12, season 2.
Yo.
We're going to talk about some, talk about love tonight.
Ew, love.
That
stinks. Isn't that song?
Yes. But, what is it? Where does it come from? Those are going to be kind of the overarching questions that we'll look at. But you know us, we always love our rabbit trails and you don't know how we are. We're squirrel!
Yeah. Squirrel! I saw a mountain of squirrels today.
So, let's see here. Isn't there like four different types of love, biblically speaking? There's four different words that are different. Excuse me. Different meanings, so to speak, like agape. What's the other ones I had right here? Agape, philia, or I'm probably butchering that, but eros, storge. I don't know. I don't really remember that. Storge. Storge. You figure it out. Yeah. But anyway, that's just the different forms of love, I guess you could call it. Like me and my wife have an eros kind of love. Me and you, Stephen, have a philia kind of love.
Are you on like Blue Letter Bible or something?
No, what is this?
The Greek definitions of love.
Yeah, it's learnreligions.com, so you can take that or leave it, whatever you want to do it, but that's why I know the other three, eros, philia, and agape. I know those ones for sure. I've heard those ones before.
Right.
The other one that I'm not totally sure on yet, I haven't really done a whole lot of research into that one, but and let's see. Agape is I gotta clarify, I gotta make sure that this is right here. Love of God for man and of man. Okay, so this is from, I'm not gonna scratch that. That's from
sure, you're looking up agape?
Yes.
Right. I got it here under says this type of love is perhaps the most important in any marriage. It describes selfless, unconditional love. Some describe it as godlike or Christ-like love.
Yes.
It's critical that spouses have charity for each other and love one another no matter what. Unconditional love means your bond is so strong that you love each other not despite of mistakes, but the whole person, flaws and all. When it comes to marriage bliss, selflessness is the key. Spouses who are selfless in their dealings with each other will not only make make their loved ones happier, but they'll make themselves happier as well. Even small acts of kindness for each other will go a long way. So on and so forth. Because then it starts to dive into marriage.
Right.
But true love, like God-given love. How do you say that out of the Storg? Probably said that totally wrong. Storg.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm not 100% sure on. That
it looks like storage, but it's there. Yeah.
Right.
This word describes the type of love found in family relationships. Storg, I'm going to call it Storg, involves empathy and affection as well as compassion. There are a ton of words being tossed around here today.
Yeah, right, yes. Hope you have your dictionaries handy.
Get your dictionaries up, people. Just bring the whole pot.
That's right. So I mean, we could basically just sum this up with it like this. So you have, yeah, if you set aside all those fancy dancy little words, you know, you can basically sum it up in two different forms of love. You have God's love, and then there's everything else.
Yes, perfect.
So,
I like that.
Because God's love is perfect by the very definition of the word.
Absolutely. I'm trying to find it.
I saw a definition for agape that I really liked. It was the fatherly love of God for man. I thought that was really good.
Say that again.
The fatherly love that God has for man.
Okay.
So it's God's love, but it's his, I don't know. They just use that fatherly love term that I thought made it. I don't know. But, so,
I'm trying to find a certain verse, not just any verse. First Corinthians, pardon me, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Verse 4 through 8. So it's only 4 verses. It just looks like a lot of words there. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. But when there are verse 8. Love never fails. People always stop right there. Why do we? But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it'll pass away. Love never fails. So biblically, these 4 verses is like our definition of love. Would you not agree?
I would agree. Yes.
You can substitute love for God, don't you think? God is patient. God is kind. God does not envy. God does not boast. God is not proud. Does not dishonor others. Would that work? Could you do that? I'm not adding to anything, people. Yeah. Just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I mean, you run into God, you know, calling himself a jealous God, you know, for his people and whatnot. But yeah. You know, I get what you're saying. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think this is like it almost reads kind of like it's not really a list, but you know, like if you're you see elsewhere in the Bible where it talks about if you're a follower of Jesus, this is what your life should look like. This is what, you know, you should strive for. And I think this is just another part of that. That,
right.
You know, if you are a follower of Christ, then you will... show love maybe through your patience, through being kind, because all these things especially when you get down, you know, love is patient, love is kind, if you were to try to fulfill this list of things that love is not, you know, you love it. My version says love it is not irritable or resentful.
Irritable.
Yeah. Well,
love is not irritable.
I can try all I want to not be irritable. Where was that other one that I saw?
It's a tough one tonight, man. Love. I have on that page of my Bible, it's an in-depth takes of about 7/8 of the page. It's a descript of the word love. Pretty much everything we just talked about. I like the final paragraph of this little deal. It says, finally, love endures all things. Love accepts any hardship or rejection and continues unabated to build up and encourage. The love described by Paul in this love chapter, quote unquote, means determining what is best for another person and then doing it. This is the kind of love that God shows us. Love. You hear that all the time. What is love? What is love? There's so many. My brain is going with all these songs. Yeah. So it's like the first line of this descript says, more songs have been written about love than any other topic. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody writes about love. I love you. I love you so much. Yeah. I'd do anything for you. Blah, blah, blah. I think they get the wrong kind of love in that song. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, especially you start talking about the world and kind of culture and a secular view of stuff. They get love confused with lust.
Lust, yeah, lust, yeah. All right, here's a disclaimer. People aren't going to say it out loud. Sex is not love.
That's right. So. That's right.
Yep.
That's but, right. You want
to? I love ice cream. I love, I don't love ice cream. I like ice cream.
That's right, yes. You might like ice cream a lot, but you don't love it.
Love. Yeah, like I almost love cheese curds.
Oh, man.
You created a monster, my friend.
Yes, that's you have. If you truly love, fill in the blank.
Yeah, love.
You have successfully created an idol.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yep. I work hard on that because I catch myself like, ooh, I love that. Like,
mm-hmm. Like, yes.
I know it sounds weird, but I'm like, if you think about it, you're like, wait a minute. I love that. You like it a whole lot. It's pretty cool, but...
Yeah, well, it sounds silly, you know, to say, like, you know, you walk by your favorite bakery or whatever, and ooh, I love those. Excuse me. Yeah, it seems silly and kind of, you know, minuscule or whatever. But and some people might even say that you're stupid for yelling at yourself for saying stuff like that. But you know, it's like. The analogy of a snowball, you know, a snowball starts out really small when you kick it down the hill, but as it rolls down the hill, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So just that little bit of a thought that you love something is potentially, I'm not going to say that it is all the time, but it potentially is kicking that little tiny pebble off the edge of the hill, beginning the snowball.
Yeah, I mean, just take food, for example, because I like food. I mean, you can become obsessed with food. I'm like, ooh, I like this one particular food all the time, or this one particular kind of coffee all the time, you know? I love it, gotta have it. Oh, I can't function without it. You know, I don't go that far, not even close, but I know there's people out there that, like, I gotta have, you know, I like it so much, I love it so much, I gotta have this certain brand or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What if you took all that energy to put into like an inanimate object or a drink or whatever and put it into an actual human being?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. They can reciprocate that. It's going to give it back to you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's amazing.
That's yep. Amazing. Even a fraction of that energy. Into that, I tell my kids all the time. You know, just, if you would expend even a half the energy you're using right now to argue with me into doing what I asked you to do, you would have it done already. Yeah. You know,
and you use less energy and less oxygen.
It's the same kind of thing. Like if you were to take that just a fraction of that energy you put into that thing, and put it into a person. Holy cats, the relationships that you can build.
Totally. That's what love is. Love is like the main ingredient to a relationship. The problem is in today's society, or I should say, I don't know, today, as it's beginning progressively worse. So love is such a four-letter word. It's been dragged through the mud so bad you can't even tell what it is anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes. You know, it has been, you know, even all that, those kinds of words, love, relationship, you know, it's all been over-sexualized to the point where it doesn't mean what it means anymore. You know, secular view.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore.
Right.
Like, oh, I don't like you, so I'm going to sleep with this other person, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or I'm gonna, right. I can tell you right now, and I have the freedom to say this because my wife said I can use it, and I like using it. I use the heck out of it. Ooh, like, I don't know. It still feels funny to say it, but... I'm gonna say it out there. My wife waited, and when we dated. That was it. There was no funny business, people. Every second was above board, way above board, and it was awesome to be able to like legit. You knew you had to. If I wanted to be with her, hang out with her, talk to her, go to dinner with her, whatever. That was it. That was just, we were just talking. We were just going to dinner. We were just home for a walk. There was no extracurricular activity at all. Zero. I had zero chance. I had a better chance of shooting myself in the head than, yeah. So that, when, if people just would do that, I just want to beat people who don't do that. People that say they do that, and I said do, but they don't do it, and I know they don't do it. I'm just like, are they no better? I'm like, what are you doing? That's a game changer. I mean, that is a flat out game changer.
Yes.
You legitimately get to know somebody and you don't get to sleep with them. There's no trial period. This is take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You know? Game changer. Totally changed my relationship with my wife.
And I think too that can be that the idea behind that. You know, of waiting till you're married. I think that idea can be translated into relationships with other people, not just your spouse or a potential spouse, but like your friends or the people that you hang out with. What's your motivations for hanging out with them? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So when you're in a secular or worldly terms, when you're dating, that's just license to have sex, right? That's what you're getting out of the relationship. Same kind of thing with friends, if you're just friends with these people because they have something or they do something that you enjoy, or, you know, rather than really building a relationship and getting to know your friends, quote unquote, you know, I think that idea, that perspective of getting to know somebody can be universal almost.
Well, absolutely. Love is universal. I think two universal things that go hand in hand are like love and music. Because like the biggest book of the Bible is song, it's all music.
Mm-hmm.
You go anywhere. You may not be able to speak the language, but if you can drop a beat, you got something. I know that sounds weird, but
right.
Everybody loves music. It's like you're programmed for music, I swear.
Yeah, because we're programmed to worship.
Totally. Totally. Worship God. And what is God? God is love.
True. There you go. See, full circle.
God is love. He loved you so much, he gave his only son to pay for your debt of sin and debauchery.
Yes. It's funny. I was just looking at the notes from Sunday school this morning. And he's got five different points on the review. And let's see. So you essentially said two and three. The world has been corrupted with evil because of sin. And three, God's love for the world led him to sacrifice his son to bring freedom to the world.
Freedom! Hey, there's freedom! There's freedom in love! Love. You can't taint love. You can try, but you can't mess it up. You can't. Love is love. You don't have love. You're like, oh, we love it. Love, 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 love. You're wrong. If you don't, I mean, every podcast we do, man, if you don't, yeah. I just lost my train of thought. Derailed. Crash in the train yard. Clean up an aisle four.
Yeah, I think we can probably agree on this as well. That, yeah, maybe not. We'll see. If in order for you to show love or really receive love, as far as that goes, too, to actually do it, you one of the prerequisites, I will call it, is knowing the love of God.
Yeah, totally.
Because if you don't know the love of God, then you don't know true love. And so your idea of love is always going to be perverted. It's always going to be, and when I say perverted, it's not the, you know, don't over-sexualize it, all right? Perverted is just twisted.
Isn't that sad we live in society and everything's just sexual?
Yes. Yes, it is. I really, really dislike having to say those kind of disclaimers when...
It's terrible. Anyways, sorry. Frustrates me to no end.
Yes.
Yep. Love is kind. I was thinking about tonight, like I had to deliver tonight to someone who I think probably needed to talk, and they just sat down on the bumper of a truck. So I got off my truck while I was unloading and just sat down and listened with them. Listen to them. Didn't say anything. Just listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's love. If you can get some God or and just get the secular hoopla out of your head that love is not sexual on any form, any level, you begin to understand what love really is. It's I don't know how it's, I'm just going to reiterate myself. It's love is kind, love is patient, love is all these things that's what you really crave. You know, you walk around like, well, if you're just chucking stuff in a hole, you're just trying to fill a void if you don't have God, Jesus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just, you know, you got your, pick your poison, anything, everything from your iPhone to alcohol.
Yep.
You know, so everything in between. You're just constantly trying to fill that hole. You're just looking for the next best thing. As much as stop looking for the next best thing and just get the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it once and do it right. And get some Jesus.
That's right.
That's love. Love. Jesus loves you. He does.
Yes, in every sense of the word.
Yeah, every sense, every way you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
So he wants to spend time with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to do good things for you. He'll never fail. He never boasts. It goes on. And on. Love. I was going to read out of this one, but that was rather difficult to understand. So I'm going to go back to the NIV version here. This is the one pretty much everyone's accustomed to. Love is patient. Love is kind. I mean, who doesn't want somebody who's patient with them? Who doesn't want to be treated kindly? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Love, it does not envy. Envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. And I mean, the list goes on. That's the relationship you could have with God in a nutshell. Oops, touch the screen. There we go. True love. That's true love. True love is accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and experiencing love.
Yes.
All other forms of love that come out of that are amazing. I don't know how else to say that. I don't. Maybe
yeah.
I do.
No, I don't.
That's why there's two of us.
I don't either. Yeah. I mean, like you said, that is true love. And it's all over. No, you can't see this, but it's all over this book. It's all over the Bible. Every single page that you turn to, it wouldn't take very long or very hard of searching to find God's love in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I'm looking at something up just for funsies. That is the end of this. Good night. Not too far. Map. Why do they make the pages of the Bible like so, like, just feel like they're ready to tear every time you touch them? You make like a manly Bible. I got out of like duck canvas and Kevlar.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just print the entire Bible on tissue paper. Oh, okay. Good idea. Look, it's coming through the Bible, people, so hold on to your saddle horns.
That's right.
Getting crazy.
Be patient.
Listen, be kind. Don't be in a hurry. If don't be in a hurry was part of love, my dad's got more love than anybody. That guy's so slow. That just made me think of him. Well, I was trying to see solely just with the first verse of the Bible and the last verse of the Bible. But, like, had it blatantly obvious ties to love. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go too many rabbit holes. Love is love. Love, that's a pretty much straight shaft. Not pretty much. I mean, there are offshoots, but they're to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go down, like, think of mine. If you thought of love like a mine shaft, like the main shaft, and then you have your offshoots, but they just stop. They're not, I mean, I guess they're all connected, obviously, you know, but there's no, like, crazy conspiracies or anything on this one, people. Love is love. Pure love comes from a God who comes from the God, the only God. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. That's the love. He created love. He created it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to do. I wish I people see me just put my hands up and shake my head. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Love! Love doesn't stink. Love is amazing. I mean, you could talk the rest of your life on the word love. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. There have been guys that have done that, you know, spent their life on a study of love and.
More power to them.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I was just stumbling through and I found Psalm 18. And it's like 1, 2, and 3 I have like checked off here. It's pretty cool. It says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. And whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. That's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is. It's
mm-hmm.
Petra made that into a really good song.
Did they?
They did.
Nice. I'm kind of glad we don't have a lot of crazy stuff in our pod, you know, like, because all I can think of is like about a bazillion different love songs that you could just chime in periodically.
Yeah.
We won't get anything accomplished.
Right.
So the Lord's blessed us with that. Anyways. Oh, man. So, I mean, what do you think? You want to hit the takeaway button yet, or you want to keep? Because I'm just like, I don't know what to say about true love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It says that God is love. So, in order for you to know what true love is, you have to know God.
Right. Oh, here we go. I got one for you. Well, First John. We have First John. Who's back? As the Moses. We'll go to that. I should skip it. First John. Chapter 4. Ooh. Chapter 4. That was a long chapter, too. Yeah. Chapter 4. Verse 8. Oh, this is part of it. 1 John chapter 4. I want to start with verse 7, titled God's Love and Ours. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Mic drop.
Yeah, I was going to say, there you go. We could have just led with that and then did takeaways like right after that. Like,
that would have been the shortest podcast ever.
Yeah.
It takes like 5 minutes. I love how God showed up. Like, I feel like God just like literally just showed up. He's like, all right, guys, you had your fun. You spewed your brains out. Now here's
the right. Deal. Yeah. Okay. Here it is right here. 5 minutes done.
Yeah. Like, all right, guys, let's not beat this to death. Oh, it gets even better. I'm just going to keep reading. Verse 13. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son, pardon me, to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, in the end up. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God and hates his brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he who has given us this commandment, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Boom.
There you have it.
Don't even know what to say to that.
There you have it. That's it.
There it is. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Takeaways? Here's the takeaway. Go read that, what Stephen just read, and read it again and again and again.
Yeah. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. Read it. It'll be on social media as soon as we're off air. So, you know what? Maybe I'll just put it on social media right freaking now. How about that?
There you go.
I'm going to highlight the whole flipping thing, and it's going on everything. What is love? People can't see what I'm doing.
Hey.
All right. Yeah. Now what do I do? All right. I want to share it. Oh, maybe if I do this. I'm getting it. You know, I'll just do it afterwards. It's going to take me a while. Probably take me a long time as we did the podcast to figure out how to post that. So, probably take you like 30 seconds. I'll figure it out. Oh, man. I literally don't know what to say. It, like you just said, just read it. Just 1 John. We'll post it. It'll be on social media. That's your entire definition of true love right there.
Yep.
I don't know what else to tell anyone. Yep. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. So I don't even have final thought because I just do tell people to read. I'm just telling you, First John chapter 4.
Yep, that's absolutely. That is the final thought, straight from the Holy Spirit Himself.
They just shut our mouths. Like, yep. Treat us, boys, and it'll be fine. All right, people, read it. I literally don't know what else to say. You get anything, Philip?
Nope. I second, third, and fourth that. Just go read it and find out for yourself.
Say that again.
Find out for yourself. Go have a conversation with God and find out what that true love really is.
Definitely. Well, with that said, people, we really do love you, and God really loves you also.
Yes, he does.
That's for sure. So he loves us more than we love you, which may sound a bit weird, but it's true.
Yes, it is.
God loves you because he can save you. We can't save you. We can just point you in direction.
That's right. Yes.
So, with that said, we love you. God loves you. Peace out.
Peace.